Dorothy wept bitterly at the passing of her hope to get home to Kansas again. But when she thought it all over, she was glad she had not gone up in a balloon. And she also felt sorry at losing Oz. And so did her companions. The Tin Woodman came to her and said,
"Truly, I should be ungrateful if I failed to mourn for the man who gave me my lovely heart. I should like to cry a little because Oz is gone. If you will kindly wipe away my tears so that I shall not rust."
"With pleasure," she answered, and brought a towel at once.
Then the Tin Woodman wept for several minutes, and she watched the tears carefully and wiped them away with the towel. When he had finished, he thanked her kindly and oiled himself thoroughly with his jeweled oil can to guard against mishap. The Scarecrow was now the ruler of the Emerald City, and although he was not a wizard, the people were proud of him.
"For,"
they said,
"there is not another city in all the world that is ruled by a stuffed man."
And, so far as they knew, they were quite right.